الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Hadith. As usual, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss few ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and would try to understand the inner message which is delivered in these ahadithi mubarakah. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَعَلَّمُ الْفَرَائِضَ وَالْقُرْآنَ وَعَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فَإِنِّي مَقْبُودٌ رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِيُّ. This hadith is reported from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should learn the knowledge about inheritance and learn Quran and teach the same to the people, because I am going to depart, or my soul is going to depart from this world. In this Hadith Mubarakah, the message is given to the Ummat and particularly to Sahaba Ikram that I'm not going to live forever amongst you, apparently, or with my physical appearance. So, before I taste the death, and before my departure from this world, you should learn all the ahkam of Quran from me. And particularly, you should learn ilmul mirath, which is the knowledge about inheritance, laws of inheritance. And after you learn from me, you teach to those who are coming after you. In this hadith mubarakah, a much emphasis has been put upon ilmul mirath. Ilmul mirath, or the laws of inheritance, is such science, is such branch of knowledge with which the justice and adl is established within the communities, because everyone gets their share, what they deserve, and they all are satisfied. And if the law of inheritance is not practiced, or it's not understood, or people don't learn and teach, then there always would be problems and fights and disputes amongst the families and the societies. Because people do die, every now and then somebody will die. And then they have relatives, they have children. How must the property be divided amongst them? So therefore, to keep the peace within the society and deliver them the rights with fairness and justice, the law of inheritance is very important. And secondly, everything else relates to the life of this dunya. And this particular branch of knowledge relates to the death. The law of inheritance do not apply on our day-to-day life. They only apply when someone dies. So therefore, it is very important for people to know, because those laws which we apply on day-to-day basis, we know them well, because they are repeated over and over. We discuss them again and again, and we read about them again and again, so they become easy and common to understand. But because the law of inheritance relates to the death only, therefore hardly people read about it, they hardly study about it. So they are only special group of people who study and they understand, and they are ulama ikram. And this knowledge would be removed from this world close to Qiyamah. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put emphasis on ilmul mirath, on learning the laws of inheritance in this hadith mubarakah. Wa anhu fi ma a'lamu an Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala inna Allah azza wa jalla يبعث لهذه الأمة على رأس كل مئة سنة من يجدد لها دينها. This hadith is also reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Ravi says, فيما عالم, in my best understanding. The reporter is Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that at the end of every century, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends for this ummah who reforms, who revives their deen, or the deen of this ummah. In this hadith mubarakah, we learn that this is the exclusivity, this is the speciality of this ummah. There are many ulama, there are many awliya, there are many mashayikh, and they are there always. But some special people would also be sent at the end or at the beginning of the century, who are mujaddideen. They are revivalists, they are reformers, and they will establish the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnah lifestyle they will establish, and they will eradicate innovations, demolish innovations, and they would give correct interpretations to the verses of the Quran, to ahadith which have been wrongly explained to the people. So they will come and clear all Islamic concepts and remove all misconceptions. And if something is understood wrongly from Quran, from Hadith, or the meaning and the message of Quran is being distorted, the message of Hadith Mubarakah is being distorted. So these people who would be known as Mujaddideen, they will come and rectify that. So this is the speciality of the Ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Based on this Hadith Mubarakah, many people have used their own analogies and their own assessments, and they have identified Mujaddideen. For example, many people have said that so and so is the Mujaddid of 1st century, and so is the Mujaddid of 2nd century, and so is the Mujaddid of 3rd century, etc. We all get that in the books of Ulama-i Kiram. And also some Mufsideen, some mischief makers, have used this Hadith Mubarakah, and they have claimed some of the corrupt people to be Mujaddid. But the truth of the matter is this, that to be a Mujaddid, it's not necessary that this person has to be a particular person. It could be a congregation as well. It could be a group of people as well. This person could be a king, a Badshah of Islam, a king of Islam, Muslim ruler. Sometimes they are Muhaddithin, group of scholars of Hadith. Sometimes those Mujaddideen, reformers, are Fuqaha, jurist imams. Sometimes Sufiya, sometimes Aghniya, the rich people, wealthy Muslims, who spend their money to strengthen the deen of Islam. They can also be the Mujaddideen of Islam. And sometimes rulers. So whoever makes the tajdeed of deen, whoever reforms the deen, he can be regarded as Mujaddid. And as far as our time is concerned, we know some personalities who are accepted and known as Mujaddids. For example, Hazrat Sultan Muhyiddin Aurangzeb Alamgir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he stood up against Deen Akbari. Now, he was a Mughal king, and Akbar was also Mughal king. And the bid'at, the innovations which were established by Deen Akbari, Hazrat Aurangzeb Alamgir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi challenged that and rectified. And then on top of that, Qutb al-Waqt, Hazrat Mujaddid al-Afsani, Shaykh Ahmad Sarhandi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, fought that fitna of Deen Akbari and revived the Deen. And in the recent time, the great personality in subcontinent, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, Fazl-e Barelvi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he fought the falsehood with his tongue, with his pen, and he cleared everything. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with his work, we can identify very easily the false from the truth, and the truth from the false. So you cannot mix these two together as they were being mixed before. Anil Hasan Mursalan Qala Qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Man Ja'ahu Al-Mawtu Wa Huwa Yatlubu Al-Ilma Liyuhyiya Bihi Al-Islama Fabaynahu Wa Bayna Al-Nabiyyina Darajatum Wahidatum Fil Jannati Rawahu Darimiyyu. Reported from Hazrat Hassan as a Mursal Hadith, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who dies in such condition that he is busy learning knowledge, he is busy seeking knowledge to revive the deen, mean that his intention to take knowledge was to help the deen, to strengthen the deen, to revive the deen, he will enter in Jannat, he will be in Jannat in such way that there will be a difference of a degree only between him and the Prophet ﷺ. Now in this Hadith Mubarakah it is said, Anil Hasani, in the fun of Hadith, when Hasan is spoken mutlaqan, unconditionally, it means Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His father's name was Abu Sa'id, and he was a slave of Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri was born in Madinatul Munawwara 2 years before the Shahadat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu did tahniq for him. Tahniq is a practice when an elderly person, holy person, pious person puts something sweet, chewing in his mouth, and he puts that in the mouth of a child, hoping that the blessing and the barakah will be transmitted to that child, and the character of this pious personality would be transmitted to that child. And this is actually sunnah. So he was so lucky that tahniq was done by Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And another luck which he had was that his mother was a slave girl of Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he was blessed to drink the breast milk of Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. And with the barakah of that, he became such a great alim that he became imam of the time. And after the martyrdom of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went away to Basra. He met many Sahaba Ikram. He lived there till the time of his death. He passed away in 110 Hijrah. And his burial was in Basra Sharif. His Qabr Mubarak, his Roza Mubarak is there. Millions of people go there and visit. So this was a little history of Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now in this Hadith Mubarakah it is mentioned that the one who died while seeking knowledge with the intention to revive the deen. Now this person is that who is a student and who could not become alim-e-deen. Before he graduated or before he completed his studies, death came and he passed away. So this is such a lucky person that he will go into Jannat first of all, and secondly he will be so close to the highest people in Jannat who are Anbiya that there will be a difference of a degree only. Now if this is the condition of Talibul Ilm who has not completed his study yet, what would be the condition of complete Ulama Ikram? So indeed their status would be very high in Jannat. Oh, it means that those people who are complete Alim-e-Deen but they are never filled with the knowledge. They keep on studying books, they keep on visiting ulama, they keep on sitting in the company of senior and older ulama to learn something so they can have more knowledge, and with that knowledge they can serve deen. So those ulama could also be meant by it. So it's a very good taste if any alim e deen has after graduation that he makes mutala'a, he reads books, he studies, and he always regards himself as a student of deen, knowledge of deen. So whenever in his age he will die as a student, as a seeker of knowledge, and he will get that reward. وَعَنْهُ مُرْسَلًا قَالَ سُوِيلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ رَجُلَيْنِ كَانَ فِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَحَدُهُمَا كَانَ عَالِمًا يُسَلِّي الْمَكْتُوبَةَ ثُمَّ يَجْلِسُ فَيُعَلِّمُ النَّاسَ الْخَيْرَ وَالْآخَرُ يَصُومُ النَّهَارَ وَيَقُومُ اللَّيْلَ أَيُّهُمَا أَفْضَلُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فضل هذا العالم الذي يصلي المكتوبة ثم يجلس فيعلم الناس الخير على العابد الذي يصوم النهار ويقوم الليل كفضل على أدناكم رواه الدارمي. This hadith is also reported from Hazrat Hassan Basri رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about two people, and they were from Bani Israel. One was Alim Adin, who would only perform his obligatory prayers or ibadat, and then he would sit and teach the people. And there was another person who would fast during the day, every day, and whole night he will stand in ibadat. Who is greater amongst these two? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that that alim who only performs his fard salat and then he sits and he teaches the people ilm deen, his greatness over that alim who fasts during the day and stands the whole night in ibadat is like my greatness over the lowest of you. So this is the translation of Hadith Mubarak. Now, two people are mentioned. One is Alim and one is Abid. And this Alim is such that whose enthusiasm is more in Ilm than in Ibadat. So he does less extra Ibadat, but he engages himself in the ilm, in learning, in teaching, in reading, in studying, in writing. And these two people who are being discussed, maybe their story was famous in Arabia, so for that reason people ask that question. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them about these two people. One was busy in ilm and the other one was busy in ibadat. So when Sahaba Ikram heard, and then they asked the question. The meaning of ilm here is ilm-e-deen, not any type of knowledge, because the greatness of akhirah is in ilm-e-deen, the thawab which one will get by learning the knowledge is the knowledge of deen. Whether he teaches or he writes books or he does both, so in either way he is serving the knowledge of deen. And the other person was Saimud Dahar and Qaimul Layl, means always fasting and always during the night stands and does lots of hard work in ibadat. Maybe in their religion, in their deen at that time, it was jais to keep fast every day. But in the deen of Islam, 5 days it is haram to fast. That is first of Shawwal and the 4 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th. So these are 4 days, and the 5th day is the first of Shawwal, which is the day of Eid al-Fitr. So in these 5 days, it is haram to fast. So from this hadith we learn maybe this person used to fast every day without a break. So it could be possible that in that religion it was allowed to fast in any day. So why we are explaining this, or somebody might not use this hadith and start fasting every day, and even fast on the days in which fasting is haram. And then when you question him, why are you fasting on the day of Eid? And he might bring this hadith as an evidence, as a proof. Therefore, it is necessary to make it clear that in our religion, it is haram to fast in the 5 days. And then, at the end of the Hadith Mubarakah, it is said that from these two people, the one who is alim e deen, he is greater. And then the comparison is given, as I am greater than the lowest of you. So, what it means? It means that there's a huge difference in the status. I mean, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how great he is. You cannot even compare Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with awliya Allah, let alone ordinary Muslims. And then on top of them Sahaba, and then on top of them Anbiya, and on top of them Rasuls. And he is greater than all of them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, as I am greater than the lowest of you. So that is to indicate the huge difference. So this is how an alim-e-deen is greater than abid, and that greatness is too huge and too big, and the difference is very big. One Aliyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ni'ma ar-rajulu al-faqihu fi ad-din in ihtija ilayhi nafa'a wa in istughniya anhu aghna nafsahu. This hadith is reported by Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Sheikh Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, alim-e-deen is a very good person. He's a very good man. When he's needed, he benefits. And when people turn away from him, he is carefree. It means that alim-e-deen is never an arrogant person. Neither he will exercise as needy towards other people. Even if he doesn't have any wealth in his hands, but he would not bring himself at that low level where his hand is spread in front of other people to take favors from them. Alim-e-deen will not do that. And when people need him, he will serve them with his heart and soul. He will not sit back. Any time, any day, he will sacrifice his rest, his sleep, and go out and help people. And when people turn away from him, or they show that we don't need you, he doesn't run behind them. So that is the quality of an alim-e-deen, which is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah. So those people who run behind rich people, behind rulers, behind kings, to take favors, and if they are ulama, they need to read this hadith mubarakah and understand this hadith mubarakah, that this type of behavior does not suit their characters. They need to change and live a life in which there is respect, live a life in which there is dignity and honor. It is mentioned in Mirqat, the Shara of Mishkat, that if a rich man goes to poor man's house, that is good. But if a poor man goes to the door of a rich man, that is bad. So if alim-e-deen is poor, he should not be going to the doors of rich people. But they might start thinking, why he comes here? Maybe he wants favors. Maybe he wants money from us. And they will start disrespecting him. Or they will start giving him less importance. And that is not good. Alim ba'amal, a practical alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him famous in the whole world. Angels come and they tell him, you are a great man. So, when he becomes known and famous, and people respect him, then even the kings will come to him. Even the big business people will come to him. Look at the example of Amir Ahl Sunnah in this age and time. He did not worry about money. He lived his life with, you know, such standards that he proved to the world that I'm carefree. I don't need anything from anyone. I'm needy to my Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He showed that trust. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that honor that people with money, people with power, people with positions, rulers, they are running behind him to greet him and to meet him. And this is what happens. So, ulama should set high standards for themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them respect and their problems of dunya would be solved. InshaAllah. It is said that if three things are gathered in Alim-e-Deen, he will be the king without a crown. He doesn't need a crown to be a king, in other words. And those three things are that he must be complete Alim. Kamil Alim-e-Deen. You have half the knowledge, you're dangerous. Because those who have half the knowledge, they don't have complete knowledge, they don't have full knowledge, they make lots of mistakes. And they're not beneficial to the society and they're not beneficial to themselves as well. So therefore, complete knowledge. The person has a complete knowledge, then he has qana'at and istighna, is contented. He makes himself muhtaj to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, needy to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and not to anyone else. And number three is amal salihah. He does the good deeds. He's pious. He's naik. He fears Allah. I mean, he has complete knowledge and he fears Allah. And for the matters of his rozi, his sustenance, his rizq. He doesn't go and spread his hand in front of ordinary people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him such honor and such respect that he becomes king without crown. He actually doesn't need crown, as I said. وَعَنْ وَاسِلَةَ بْنِ الْإِسْقَعِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْعِلْمَ فَأَدْرَكَهُ كَانَ لَهُ كِفْلَانِ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُدْرِكْهُ كَانَ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ رواه الدارمي. Hadith Mubarakah is reported from Wasila ibn Isqa. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who seeks knowledge and he gets it, he gets double sawab. And the one who could not get it, he will get one sawab. So he's not deprived from sawab. It means that when a seeker of knowledge, he's studying, he gets one sawab for studying. And second sawab he gets for achievement. Because he completed, he achieved. And the other student who maybe died while he was studying, so he is not deprived from sawab. He will still get that one sawab of learning the knowledge. Or maybe he is mentally slow. He cannot learn like normal students. He is a special student, needs special attention. But he keeps on learning, he keeps on learning, he never gives up. So he will also get the sawab. So the one who studied knowledge and got it, he gets the double, one for learning and one for achieving. And the other one will get single. Like the example of mujtahid. When mujtahid makes ijtihad, when the jurist imam makes ijtihad, if he reaches the correct result, he will get two sawab. If the outcome of his research is accurate and correct, he'll get two sawab. And if he makes an error of judgment, then he still gets one sawab. He's not deprived from the sawab as well. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsala, we have learnt many fadail, many virtues of ulama ikram and ilm deen. And we have learnt that one who is blessed with the knowledge of deen, his status is very great in the side of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the side of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be connected with ulama ikram and benefit from their existence and learn the knowledge of deen. And if we have graduated, then we should be reading and studying and making mutalia and regard ourselves as talibul ilm. And we die in that state and we die in that condition. آمين بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Oh.